Now for my nearly impossible question, where all this week, if you're the first one to answer correctly, got a pair of tickets for you to see Eric Clapton live at the new Acrisure. Yeah, Layla and all of his hits. Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert. This is going on Thursday, October 10th of this year. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You can score a pair if you're the first to answer my nearly impossible question right now. And
do it.
According to this survey of pet peeves, this was the number one answer
on
this list of pet peeves. 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. What do you think it is? We have Richie in for Melissa today, so Richie, we're going to start with you.
Let's see.
What do you think?
I do a lot of driving, and I hate when people do not use their blinkers.
Isn't that like Jesse?
Oh, my God.
Richie and I are the same.
You're the same.
Drives me nuts.
Well, it's dangerous, not just
it
to
is.
You, the driver, but to everybody around you.
I mean, it's a common...
And it's inconsiderate. Just, if you're going to move over to the left and endanger me, let me know so I know
exactly.
to hit my brake.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
And it's a moving violation. You can get a ticket for it.
Oh, that's so irritating.
Start using your blinkers. Think of other people.
Please.
All right, I'm off my soapbox, but I agree with you. Definite pet peeve of mine. Lauren, how about you? 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. Number one on this list of pet peeves. What is it?
Well, Jesse, you talked about this around like last week about manners and everything. So holding the door open.
Yes.
Saying thank you, too, afterwards.
Thank the person that held the door open, but... I got caught at the post office over the weekend because there was somebody walking really slow and I held the door open for him and all of a sudden it was just an onslaught of people coming out at the same time.
And you're like... And
finally, the last woman out, she's like, don't worry, I'm the last one. Boy, you got stuck, didn't you? It's for Slow Hand, Eric Clapton live at Acrisure Arena. All this week on the Nearly Impossible Question on Cola. You're the first one to answer this one. Jesse Duran here, and 61% of us say this is... one of their biggest pet peeves, which was the number one pet peeve on this list, according to this new survey. Mike Maloney on the line. What do you think it is?
I'm off the wall here with this one, but I think it's like a lot of people hate when you don't properly put the toilet seat down or up when someone else uses it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you go in there and use the bathroom, you know, a woman wants you to put the toilet seat down.
That's a common one for couples. But that's not it.
It's not it.
Oh, good
try, Mike. I'm calling back. I want the tickets. I'm calling back. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Also got Isella on the line. 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. What is it?
I'm going to go with chewing with their mouth open.
Chewing with their mouth open.
Yeah.
Drove my brother crazy when I was a kid.
I'm guilty of that.
I do too.
Sometimes you could hear me on air.
Yeah.
Eating.
This is true.
True story.
But that's also not it. Thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think it is? 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. I will say it has something to do with pets.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh.
Water of West Maui, Kanapali Beach could be yours. Cola 99.9 trying to get you there right now with our Escape to Hawaii party coming up around 7:40. Be listening for the keyword on that. Right now, though, the nearly impossible question is for Eric Clapton tickets. And 61% of us, number one answer on this survey, 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. Pablo in Temecula, what is it?
The TikTokers or everybody taking pictures of their food or themselves eating out and about.
It is not the TikTokers posting pictures of their chicken sandwich.
But I find it informative.
Yeah, sometimes. I've got a few good recipes. But I don't know if you heard my hint, it has something to do with pets. Thanks for trying. Jackie, what is your guess? 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves.
Clothes on pets?
Clothes on pets.
How cute.
I think everybody loves clothes on pets except for a few random people like yourself. I think it's adorable.
It is pretty funny.
I had another one, bud.
That's not it, but thanks for trying.
Thank you.
What do you think it is? 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. It literally has to do with pets. 1-909-798-5600. Get it right. And you're going to Eric Clapton at Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert. It's Cola 99.9. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning. We are trying to give away these Eric Clapton tickets. I've told you this pet peeve survey, the number one answer has to do with pets. And 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. Mike on the line. Mike Maloney, ready to try again. What's your guess?
I'm good. Based on what you said a moment ago about pets, I think it's leaving the kitty box dirty, not cleaning it.
Not cleaning your litter box?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have a cat, you don't clean that box on time. It's got a...
Well, you're incredibly warm, but that's not it, Mike.
Thanks. He's warm.
Oh, man.
Not the kitty box. Guys. Thanks for trying. Annette, what's the answer?
We're thinking, me and my kids, pet hair, pet fur.
That's what I was
everywhere.
Thinking, too, Annette. It's so annoying, too.
It is. No, and you love your pet, so when it's everywhere, it's like,
it's not pet hair. That's not it either, but thanks for trying.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're going to give another hint here. It's not your pet. Somebody else's pet.
Oh.
61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves, and it has to do with other people's pets. What is it? 1-909-798-5600 for your Clapton tickets on Cola. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning, coming at you with my nearly impossible question. 61% of us say this is one of their biggest pet peeves. Gus on the line, what's your guess?
It's people not picking up the poop after when they go for a walk.
Gus and Moval, you got it right.
Awesome,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes, according to this new study by Thorntville of top pet peeves of 2024, the number one answer, 61% of us say people not picking up after their Bowser's business is their number one pet peeve.
And that is mine. Worse. At my apartment complex, there's poo all over. And there's this nice neighbor lady. She goes around, she picks it up for them.
She picks everyone else?
Yes, she does. Wow. I see her.
That's
thank you.
Good for her.
That's thank you.
Bring a plastic bag and clean up after your pet.
And they
come
provide
on.
You with plastic bags, too.
I know.
They don't.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come
be
on.
Like Jason Segel and I Love You, Man. Don't do this. Pick up. Anyway, you got it right, Gus, and you're going to see Eric Clapton.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well done, Gus.
Live at the new Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert on Thursday, October 10th.
I'll remember you guys. Thank you.